Sometimes, when we take up a meditation practice or start on a spiritual journey, we can feel like it's a very self-absorbed pursuit. And I've heard from a fair amount of people that say, you know what, I'd like to devote myself to some of this exploring, the self-development, but it just feels greedy to me. Today, my wife and fellow spiritual adventurer, Rebecca Whitman, will share with you some ideas about why it is not a selfish pursuit. My name is Kenton Whitman, and I believe in you.
I feel very strongly that self-evolution is not a selfish thing, and some of that feeling comes from a past that initially saw it that way. When I was younger, I'm definitely a self-admitted perfectionist, and I really felt that I was responsible for the whole world's happiness. So I took it upon myself to make sure that I was as kind and generous and thoughtful to other people as I possibly could be. And what that set up for me, however, was that I did that to my own detriment, and I wouldn't give myself time. I would get sick. I would overextend. I would say yes to too many things. And then I found that underneath it all, that could create for me feelings of resentment towards the people that I was trying to help out. And it gave me a sense of not being true, sometimes not doing something because it was actually what I wanted to do. And that might be because I didn't have the energy, but I was still overextending myself. And so over the years, I've had a chance to really see that stepping back for a little while, taking the time to go for a walk out in nature or to just be able to sit someplace and have quiet time to reflect, to do things that I really personally enjoy that fill me up. Those things have given me a sense of space where I can grow and learn more about myself. And in studying philosophies and having conversations with Kenton and other people in my life, listening to other people's ideas and opinions that have to do with my own self-growth, have really allowed me to give better to other people. Better in the sense that I feel better. I know that those of you that are watching this are caring people. You are interested in the world. You're explorers and adventurers. And you are seeking, I feel, the truths in life. What is it that really matters? What are the meaningful things? And the meaningful things can often be seen as love, as a sense of peace, as a sense of our actions aligning with our deepest desires and doing things that give us a sense of fulfillment that also reach out and touch the world in a way. And if we step back at times and we really take the time to engage with ourselves, take time to meditate, take time to heal ourselves, take time to reflect on a situation that didn't make sense to us, or actions where we felt like we weren't our best selves, that really strengthens us. And I feel like those of you that are watching this, you're on a personal mission in some ways, that is to discover that highest self or your best sense of yourself. And when you walk down that path and you are a friend to yourself, when you can give yourself a break, not hold yourself to such high standards or expectations, when you realize that you're a human being that deserves to be cared about and that deserves a chance to examine the world, then number one, you are able to better love yourself and know when you shouldn't cross that line, when you're just angry and you need to step back, or when you're sad and you need to grieve, or when you have lots of energy and it just needs to get out, you start to know yourself better. You start to notice when you're putting yourself into a situation that you're not going to be able to be your best self, and you're able to have awareness around that. And that can create all sorts of amazing things for other people. It doesn't get you into an escalated argument, or it doesn't take you down the road of saying something or doing something you don't mean. You can be aware and you can stop. And so, number one, you don't put yourself in those positions in the same way. And secondly, you're an example for other people. And they say, wow, look at that. And they start to think, hey, I'd like to do more of that in my life. And so that's one whole side of things. It's just that you have that awareness, and that allows you to go into the world differently. So when we start to notice these things about ourselves, and when we have awareness of ourselves, and we aren't holding ourselves to those expectations, when we are giving ourselves some love and some kindness and some forgiveness, the second thing that that allows us to do is that we can notice where we have that with other people. We can notice where we're controlling others, right? If we notice how we control ourselves, we notice where we control others. If we stop having such high expectations of ourselves, we can start to notice, oh, I'm having expectations of my husband, my children, my coworkers. And then that allows us this freedom of not having to go down that road. As we learn to love ourselves, forgive ourselves, that opens all of those same qualities with other people. And so taking that time for yourself to know yourself, to do meditation, to get out and exercise, to watch videos that empower you and make you realize how special and important you are, those things actually allow us more energy, more compassion, all the qualities that we're trying to cultivate in order to help others, in order to help the world, in order to create the best life that we can for ourselves and for other people. So in essence, it boils down to the fact that when you evolve yourself, when you empower yourself, when you care for yourself, when you're tender with yourself, when you're honest, when you have transparency with how you're feeling, with what's going on, and you take that time to really cultivate who you are, you then create that for everyone around you. And what a gift. You are a gift. And you are this beautiful artwork in progress. Each one of us is. And as you see that in yourself, you see it in others, and you start to realize this amazing tapestry that is the world. So my challenge to you, my encouragement, is hone yourself. Give yourself time. Do this self-evolution. Take a moment to actualize your life. Not just one moment, but many. Give back to yourself and realize that in doing that, you are creating a stronger essence of who you are. You are learning, you are growing, you are changing, and you give that back out. And if you try this, if you go down this path, which you're already walking, I know you are, what amazing things you will see, how you will see it reflected. A great analogy that I'll leave you with is this: a smile. You're at the checkout counter, the grocery store, and you know there's a clerk there not having a great day. Who knows what's going on in their life? Your smile starts here, but then it transfers. And maybe after a little conversation, they lighten up, they've got a smile, that spreads. We've all heard that before, but that's what it's like. You are this amazing being, this amazing light in the world. And the more you let that glow, the more you feed that inner fire, the more that you'll light up the whole world. Thank you so much for letting me share with you today. I would be overjoyed to hear your thoughts on this, to hear what you think about evolving yourself, how you have, where you find it difficult to do that, and how you've overcome that. Whatever you want to share, I would be so delighted to hear of. It's wonderful to receive your comments, to receive your wisdom. It lights up my life, it lights up Kenton's life, and it touches people around you. You have the ability to touch the world. Thank you very, very much.
These videos cannot happen without you. Please consider becoming a patron on Patreon and helping me to make these videos a reality.